You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Kalamazoo has a history full of inventions. Stoves, Gibson guitars, Checker cabs. But the man who may have been Kalamazoo's most prolific inventor? You probably don't know him. His name was J.B. Rhodes, and over the course of a half century, he created some major products. Automobiles, train cars, even the first GPS. Kalamazoo historian Tom Dietz will be giving a talk on Rhodes at the Gilmore Car Museum on Sunday. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg talked with Dietz and tells us more about Kalamazoo's patent king.
Back in the year 1891, getting around wasn't so easy. Your choices were basically limited to a horse and buggy or your own 2 feet. So imagine this. You're walking down the streets of Kalamazoo and you see a 26-year-old inventor named J.B. Rhodes. He's puttering around inside a new kind of vehicle, one without a horse. This one was powered by steam, a big deal in a world that wouldn't see combustible engines for another 20 years.
What he was actually trying to do, as I understand it, was to develop a vehicle that could be used to transport people between Kalamazoo and Gull Lake, where people could go for weekends or Sunday afternoons and the like.
That's Kalamazoo historian Tom Dietz. He says this specific invention by Rhodes, the steam-powered automobile, didn't pan out. Rhodes kept worrying that the engine might explode. But this vehicle was only the tip of the iceberg for Rhodes. Dietz says Rhodes designed and applied for a lot more patents, too.
Small things like oil bottles and spouts.
Razor blades, saw grinding machines.
Baits, lures, and things like that.
In total, Rhodes received more than 200 patents. Where he made his biggest impact, though, was in helping people get around. He designed new pavers that crushed gravel and made roads smoother. He created a new kind of oil cap for your car. But his most successful invention? That was a device for rail cars to make it easy to dump their cargo out. Instead of having to walk over to each car and dump them individually, Rhodes' system dumped the contents of every car all at once. Dietz says that was particularly useful during one major moment in history, the building of the Panama Canal.
So the government adopts that device as they're building it. And if you've ever seen any photographs of the building of the Panama Canal, they moved in massive quantities of rock and gravel and dirt and moved out massive quantities of gravel and dirt. And the fact that they could now dump these a lot more quickly, a little bit more efficiently than the traditional way, saved the government a lot of time and money.
So much money, in fact, that the U.S. government gave Rhodes $2 million for his invention. Adjusted for inflation, that's something like $20 to $30 million today. Instead of resting on his laurels, though, Rhodes just kept inventing. And he kept having successes with inventions like new lures for fishing rods and a new kind of safety razor. By the early 20th century, though, as Rhodes' career died down, he created a spectacular failure, but one that's worth talking about. It was a GPS-like device called the Pathfinder.
It was a mechanical device which you had to pre-program by hand.
Dietz explains the device this way. Basically, you use something called a road book. This book told people how many miles it took to get from point A to point B. It would say to go something like 8 miles on this road, then turn left, then 7 miles on another road, and on and on. Well, with the Pathfinder, you could plug those distances into the device.
And as you went along, once you turn this thing on, it's powered by your motor, it starts going around, and when the odometer tells it you've gone 8 miles, a little bing would happen and tell you, oh, I'm at my road. Okay. Oh, and I said left. Okay. And it would tell you, you know, by bing or bing, bing, which direction to go. And you would go that way till you got to the next point that you had pre-programmed it for. And then it would tell you to make the turn right or left that way. My understanding is that it worked.
With all that programming, though, this device didn't really take off. Despite that, Dietz says, J.B. Rhodes should still be remembered in Kalamazoo as one of the great inventors of this city. So how is he remembered?
Well, I'm afraid that the great majority of people in Kalamazoo don't even know he existed.
Dietz says that because so many of Rhodes' inventions, from his GPS to his razor, have all been surpassed by later products, you can't really point at something and say, J.B. Rhodes designed that. But he says that doesn't mean Kalamazoo should forget about Rhodes and his impact during his own era. You can watch Dietz's presentation on J.B. Rhodes Sunday at 3 at the Gilmore Car Museum in Hickory Corners. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.